First half to allow the CD to resume in the second half. I hope we've been sufficiently clear in the points made. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank the distinguished delegate of Cuba for his intervention and for his flexibility, and also for touching upon and raising on what is a very important issue. And that is the issue of the forensic investigation that he and his counterpart delegation in New York carried out into the background as to how these decisions were taken, I think is very important. It's very welcome and useful work. And it also helps us to know whether we are changing a decision or whether here and now we are deciding on a new decision. All of that, of course, is set aside by the fact that we need to take a decision, whether it's a change decision or a new decision by the member states. But there is a need to agree on a set of dates. That also needs not to be lost sight of. To shed light on the procedure that was followed in New York, I think we'll need to have a further discussion, because if we really want to shed full light and really shine that forensic torch into every nook and cranny of the decision that was taken in New York and that process and what exactly was entailed therein, we don't have enough time. And in the understanding of the fact that we have time constraints, I would like to continue this current discussion on the calendar of work. I hope we can wrap it up by the agreed deadline of noon, and I follow on by giving the floor to the distinguished representative of Pakistan. Pakistan, you have the floor.